Hello, this is Michael. Thank you so very much for listening to the podcast today. I do really appreciate it. You know, if you'd like more information, you can visit me online at michaelottministries.org. And while you're there, you'll see my email address on top of the page. You can contact me for prayer requests or any other reason. Thanks again for listening to the podcast today. And as we always do, it would be my great joy, my privilege, and my honor to pray for you as I do each and every day. Heavenly Father, thank you for each and every person who will hear these words. And I pray for them, and not only them, but everyone they love and all the things they care about. I pray that their lives and every situation in it would be heaven on earth and nothing less. Thank you for your abounding grace that fills our lives and keeps us whole. I give you praise and glory and honor through Christ my Lord. Amen. The message today is called, Rest With Me. And we begin in Hebrews chapter 4. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left of us entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For to us was the gospel preached as well as to them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I've sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day of this wise, and God did rest on the seventh day from all his works. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest. Seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter in, and they to whom it was first preached entered in not because of unbelief. Again he limited a certain day, saying in David, Today, after so long a time, as it is said, Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. For if Jesus had given them rest, there would not be afterward have spoken of another day. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. Then 2 Peter chapter 1. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue. Then to Ephesians chapter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to the adoption of sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the Beloved. Then Colossians chapter 1, beginning in verse 19, For it pleased the Father that in him should all the fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. As I was praying today, these verses kept calling me. So I looked them up and began to read them. And as I did, I heard the voice of my Father, and he asked me to listen and write and publish his words for all to hear. Here are his words. He said, My loved ones, are you laboring or resting? Do you really believe the good news of the gospel of my beloved one? My loved ones, you must understand the time that you are in, and you must understand the times that the scriptures themselves were written in. You must rightly divide the word of truth into what was for them and what is for now. When I sent my firstborn, he was born in the old covenant and born under the law of Moses. He went about teaching as an old covenant teacher, and yet he introduced the kingdom that was at hand. This kingdom was brought into effect when he ended the old covenant with the sacrifice of himself as the ultimate lamb. He also established the new covenant by the same blood. Under the old covenant, people made a sacrifice for the sins they committed. Under the new covenant, the sacrifice was made, first for all who were alive then, those born before then, and all who would follow. Your sins were taken away long before you even arrived on earth. When my son taught, he taught those who were under that old covenant agreement. There are things he taught that pertained only to people at that time, and there are things he introduced that were for us in the age to come. You must learn to rightly divide his words. For example, he told people to pray, "Thy kingdom come." You no longer have to pray that specific prayer because the kingdom came and has been here for almost 2,000 years. Here's another example. He told you to ask and you shall receive. But in the new covenant, as Paul explained to you, that you've already been given all things. You don't have to ask for anything, because all things are already given unto you. This is why you were told that all the promises were already yes and already amen in Christ. You are in Christ, so whatever you need was already provided. You were blessed with every blessing in the heavenly realm. This is also why you were told to make your request with thanksgiving, because the answer is already yes, and giving thanks proves that you know the answer was yes. This is also told to make your request with prayer and supplication. Supplication is like a supply list. You're not asking for something to be given. You're asking for something that's already yours to be delivered from the Spirit within you. I tell you these things so you can enter into the glorious rest that was promised. You are in the promised land because the promised land is not a place but a person. You were chosen in that person from before the foundation of the world. You were and have always been and will always be holy and blameless in my sight. My loved ones, as it was written, those who believe have entered into this rest. Those who don't believe can't rest. There's nothing left for me to give you, for I have given you all things. I've heard so many people cry out, "Why doesn't God still heal people? And why doesn't God answer my prayers?" It is because I already did. If you believe this, then you can enter into rest, and all things you desire will appear in your life as you give thanks that they are already yours. I hear so many of my people struggling in unbelief. They're screaming and binding and loosing and cursing and fighting an enemy that has been defeated once and for all. If you believe that you have to fight or strain or pay a price for anything, then you are in unbelief and not in rest. The only labor you have is the labor to remain at rest. When the storm comes, you don't have to rebuke and decree. All you have to do is realize that you are in me and rest. Why row until your arms break and get seasick when you could just take a nap in the boat and let the storm take you to the other side? When doubt tries to creep in, just give thanks that all you need has already been provided and go back to resting. So many of my people are double-minded. For one moment they will say that by the stripes of my son they are healed, and the next moment they will curse sickness and disease and rebuke some being they think is the source of their problems. Which one is it? Are you healed, or are you fighting to get healed? Are you blessed, or are you struggling to get blessed? Did my son really make peace with all things in heaven and earth, or is there some enemy left to fight? As it is written, "For this cause was my son manifested, that he would destroy the works of the devil." Did he fail? Unbelief is the only enemy you have left. My loved ones, here is great news. All things belong to you, because all things are your inheritance. All you need to do to inherit something is be born. I have freely given you all things, but in the past I swore that no one would enter into rest if they don't believe. Just as those who wandered in the wilderness didn't enter in the promised land because they didn't believe I had already given them the land and the victory over the enemies that dwelled there. Here is more good news. Our beloved Paul told you, "It is no longer I that live, but Christ living in me, and the life I live in the flesh I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." It is the same with you. All the power you need is within you. If you will surrender your natural thoughts of worry and unbelief to the power of the Christ mind within you, all things will change. You don't have to fight and struggle to overcome. All you have to do is surrender to the light, and the darkness will flee. Surrender to the truth that you've already been blessed and already been given all things, and all those things will appear within your realm. Remember, my loved ones, my beloved Son ended the old covenant age and gave himself as a sacrifice to fulfill all the requirements of that covenant, and gave himself as the total guarantee of the new one. He is the guarantee of the new covenant. The New Testament is not what you read in your book you call the Bible. It was written about it in that book, but what that book says, that this is the new covenant. I will write my laws on your hearts and minds. I will never remember your sins, and I will live in you and be your God, and you will be my people. This is the Sabbath rest that was spoken of. Not only are you in the promised land, but the promised land is within you. All things are already complete in you. As it is written, you are complete in him. So rest, my beloved ones. No more struggling and begging for what is already yours. Remain at rest, and all that you desire will be delivered to you, because it belongs to you already. If you are stressed, you're not at rest. It's also written, be still and know that I am God. To be still doesn't mean what you think it does. It means to be in intimate relationship. You can't really know someone unless you are in an intimate relationship with them. Do not be double-minded, as was written in the letter whose title was changed to James. Either you believe it was finished and all things are already yours, or you don't. Do you believe that my Son took away the sins of the world or not? Do you believe he finished his priestly work because it was complete or not? Do you believe that through the blood of his cross, he made peace with all things in heaven and all things in earth or not? Do you believe what was written in Paul's letter to the Corinthians? Do you believe I was in Christ on his cross, reconciling the whole world unto myself and not counting men's sins against them? Or do you not believe that? Do you believe that I am so kind that I send blessed rain on the just and the unjust? Do you believe that we love you so very much that if you nail us to a cross, we will not only forgive you, but we will pray for you? I love you so very much, my dear children, and I don't want to see you struggle any longer. It is time my people decide what you believe. The gospel is more glorious than you could ever imagine, and I love my children dearly, and I want you to experience every good thing that was already provided to you by the one who gave himself for you. There is a great rest that is available to you, if you will only enter into rest. Rest with me, my beloved ones. These are the words he gave me to share with you today. I sure hope you're encouraged by these words. Until next time, grow rich in his grace. I love you each and every one, and I'll see you soon.